琉球遠藤プライムダルマトーク。 We human beings are at the turning point of the crisis of this planet. What I'm saying about crisis of the planet is not about like environmental thatPeople these days say. What I'm saying about the crisis is a more spiritual aspect of the human being, because the cause of all physical phenomena, including environmental issue, is also our reflection of our spirituality.Human beings' spirituality level are revealed by the development of our technology. Do you know what this means? Just about less than one century ago, people needed each other.Physically and also the mentally. Needed means people need other people's help to live, to survive. Also mentally, people cannot live with isolation. People needed each other.For the communication. But all the technology now changed our lifestyle completely. As long as you have enough money, people don't even need to meet other people for the survive. Also mentally,People don't need each other for the internal development. As long as people needed each other, people had to care about each other much more than now. Because the person who doesn't give to others will not getA trust from other people. People who are not be liked by other people won't get good relationships. And after the necessity of other person are getting less and less, and now start revealing.Of the people's spirituality, how much want to give to others, how much care, how much love you want, are wishing to give to other people. Those spirituality are revealed. And what I feel from my personal point of view, that with surprise thatPeople who are wishing to give, people who are wishing to care about other people, who are wishing to happiness of other people, is very rare. People are more interested to about themselves and busy about.Thinking about their own survive, all because now to survive, people start not to the necessity of other people to survive is much less than before. When I realize that desire of giving are not that high in human being normally. I remember the story of the Christianity example that in heaven or hell, I forgot about it, this example, but in that spiritual world, the spoon is very long, like 1 meter or more, and this spoon is not useful to eat for themselves. Therefore, if people are sitting surrounding the table and the meal on the table, people are not able to eat their meal if they're trying to eat by using their spoon for themselves. But if they use it, the spoon, to give to other people food, it is useful. And if everybody in this room, if people gives each other the food, they can be all full. Actually, this is exactly the structure of the universe. People who gives the love, people who gives the care, they'll get the love and care. They'll meet those people who love and care. But unfortunately, if people who doesn't give care for others, who doesn't give enough energy for other people, they not get the care in the future. This is a principle. But there's one problem about this principle in the human world. If it's spiritual world, your energy is directly reflect as the phenomenon. If you send care for other people, if you send this loving energy for other people, at the same time, it appears as a phenomenon. But in this human world, there is time lag, and people will not experience at the same time. It takes time for a while to see as a phenomenon in front of their eyes. So people who doesn't have enough wisdom, what's gonna happen in the future? If they think about only something happen in front of them, they only think about how to eat with this long spoon and can never be able to get it. But sometimes in this human world, there's some help. People can find some people who can give to you. But in this case, usually only happens the one-way care relationship, and this doesn't last long. People have to study, practice, and raise the energy to send care for other people. Because this is the way, only way to be full. This is the only way to live happy life. I regret that I didn't say at the beginning why I'm talking about this. I'm talking about this because I'm wishing that people be happy and human beings have to learn the way of happiness life. This have to be shared to all human beings by giving care and love. This is the best one. This is only and is the most warm and happy way of living. And if you once determine the way of this living, automatically you need to hold your ego of self-interest. This holding ego will transform, and caring love will transform to the responsibility to future of human beings. The crisis of the human being or in this planet is that people forget about the responsibility to the future of the all human beings. This is the main crisis that we have and we are facing, and this is a turning point of the human being on this planet. Let us all live the happy life and overcome this crisis for this planet. Thank you.